This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we're joined by Mr. Vic Kraut. Wait, I believe it was Krause, you said, in certain parts?
Yeah, when you get north of that Wisconsin-Illinois line, it's Krause.
Okay, so you are a cheesehead then.
Absolutely.
All right, and you're here from Warbirds, and we're going to talk about...
Warbirds.
There's a stretch.
Wow. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah.
You got to keep it simple for me, let me tell you.
Especially for me. Maybe, you know, digital 1-0. That's my limit right there.
Yeah, I like that idea.
So how we doing?
We're doing great. What a week for Warbirds. The weather's cooperated. The skies have been blessed with those little puffy summer cumuluses, and it's made for tremendous photography. So that's been a real plus that you don't see often. A lot of activities down there. The Warbirds in Review has been so overpopulated, it's unbelievable. They're going to have to triple those grandstands, believe me. It's been great turnouts for every single one of those WIR events.
Well, you're seeing more interest, or you just think it's...
People are learning more and more that it's available and putting it on their hit list for OSH. And I think they've ramped up the level and the quality of the presentations. They just built a theater. They got a big AV screen there now opposite the grandstand. I mean, they're making the experience better and better every single year. And here's a preview today, just for example, at 10 o'clock, they are featuring the aircraft that was the first nuclear capable turboprop ever built in the world. There's only one flying, belongs to the Royal Navy, and that's being featured at 10. And of course, now before the show, they start at 9:30 with the reenactor guys coming over doing a flight gear showcase where they're wearing the exact gear that the pilots and co-pilots and support crew in that aircraft wore during whatever that conflict was and germane to that specific aircraft. So they embellished the presentation right out of the box from half past before the hour. Half past before. That
was good. Scratch yeah. I appreciated that.
It was that music you played in the beginning. It's ringing in my head. Anyway, 30 minutes before they began, they got 15-minute slot. Then here comes the songbird of Warbird Alley, Teresa Eames, and she sings for 30 minutes, taking you back to the 40s. Then the show begins at 10. Now, today, I'm telling you, the crowd is going to be phenomenal around that Warbirds in Review, Warbirds Alley.
That's okay. We know somebody. We can get good seats.
That's right. I'll tell you what, you're going to need a drone or a helicopter to get in over there. They're having Richard Dick Cole, who was the co-pilot with on the Doolittle Raiders with Jimmy Doolittle on that attack with the B-25s flying off the Hornet and striking mainland Japan. He is narrating the Warbirds in Review on the B-25 that's being featured there. This is a blockbuster. This is a huge deal. Lots of stuff going on.
Don't miss.
That's fantastic. I was out there at Dayton when Dick Cole and the other two that can travel, Doolittle Raiders, were there, and they did a 7-ship B-25 flyover, and that was just phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, we are so blessed to have these folks with us still and able to communicate their personal recall of these events. I mean, this is, when you say living history, this is living history. You can't get this on the internet.
I was going to say, I hope you guys are rolling cameras over there, because this may never happen again, unfortunately.
I agree with you, Eddie. It's absolutely true. You don't want to miss these opportunities, because you'll have a bunch of regrets if you don't.
Do you see a lot of people bringing their young children as well?
See a lot of that. Great family turnouts. And you know what? When you bring a family and you're dragging along toddlers and bass, I mean, you got to take your hats off to these folks, because they're putting out a boatload. Not just the money, but it's the energy that it takes as a young family to bring your kids in tow. But obviously, those parents, they get it. They understand the importance of passing the torch. And my hat's off to the families that come here. And thankfully, the heat has not been oppressive this year. And it's been a little cooler and a little more endurable for these big, big families. I see folks, and I met a couple, six children.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And starting at about 8 months and going up to about 9 years old. I mean, that's a job.
That's considerable.
The phrase patience of a saint comes to mind.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, there are a lot of families here, a lot of veterans here. And, you know, we're commemorating the 70th anniversary of the D-Day invasion this year. And there'll be various events taking place. I know at the reenactors tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. at the flag raising, they're going to have Mr. Jerry Yellen. Now, he's going to be laying a wreath at the base of the flag. But here's the relevance of this. When he took off on a flight on his last mission to strafe some South Pacific theater, when he took off, the war was going on. During his flight, the war ended, and when he landed his aircraft, the war was over. Talk about an interesting little clip in history, but Jerry will be laying that wreath tomorrow morning at reenactors. A lot going on, just a lot going on.
So did they actually radio him and say, you know, do not attack, abort?
No, he performed his mission, and they called him in the air. Good on that, Dave. That's exactly what happened. He did receive a radio call, and they told him the war is over. And when he recovered his ship, when he took off, the war was on. When he landed, the war was over. Interesting.
Yeah.
Must have been really mixed emotions after landing on the carrier and finding out the war is over. He must have, like, jumped out of the airplane and gone, woohoo!
That's got to make your mind bend. Yeah. Just an amazing experience to have gone through that. What is it, a billion to one to be the guy? He was the guy.
That's amazing. And, of course, after that, the first journey, they took the aircraft carrier, turned left, and headed right towards Tokyo.
There you go. There you go.
So how many airplanes you got left to feature?
There's quite a few aircraft. Again, we have the two today, and then again tomorrow and Saturday. I believe there's even Warbirds in Review on Sunday as well. I'm pretty sure of that. And that's, of course, the last day of the show. Tram has been very heavily populated. That's our Warbird Adventure Tour. For folks that don't know, 40-minute ride on a narrated, and the fellows that narrate this tour are extremely knowledgeable, and it parades you all throughout the entire Warbird complex. And these folks point out, the various aerial combat heroes of the war, the aircraft, and point out so many other things. It traverses the entire Warbird complex. It's the perfect ride. If you're a first-time visitor or a guy that's a veteran that's been here for 15 years, I promise you will enjoy it. And did I mention that it's free? That's the key.
That's the icing.
I like that. Yeah. I took that tram ride. It's well worth the time.
Yeah, we did get you on that last year, Eddie.
Yes, you did, and it was great.
I don't know how he finds time to do all this stuff.
It's easy. I fake it.
There you are. We had a good time.
It was a good time. What kind of warbirds do you have over there in Warbird Alley right now?
Here's something really special. You won't see this very often. On the ramp right now, I walked past them this morning. Rough Stuff, Glacier Girl, and Marge. Three P-38 Lightnings. That represents about 35% of the entire flying fleet in the United States, or perhaps in the world. But I think we got nine here. And there's three of those babies. And I don't think my percentage was right. It should be 30%.
33 and a third, but we won't hold you to
okay,
it. It's radio.
This arithmetic, man. Yeah, it's
fuzzy math.
Very fuzzy.
That's why I became a pilot, because he loves math.
Oh, hey, one thing that we should also plug is the fact that for those of you who can't get out there, there is a camera in the Warbirds area that can be accessed online. And I've been looking at that this morning, and you can see the three P-38s. They've been featuring that as well as scanning all over the Warbird area.
The new technology, amazing.
So yes. you can sort of be here without actually having to be here. But still, we want you to come because it's much more fun.
That's right. It's nice to be able to do that, but it's kind of a poor substitute. I'm sorry.
Well, it's better than nothing.
It's
that's
better than
for
nothing.
Sure.
Exactly. So we should. When do all these Warbirds and Reviews programs start?
Again, twice a day, 10 a.m. You want to get there a half hour early to see the reenactors and Teresa. 10 a.m., 1 p.m. every day, all the way through, including Sunday, the last day of the show. And, big deal, Thunderbirds, they're going to rock it here tomorrow in the afternoon, 2 o'clock, they arrive. You won't miss their arrival, I guarantee you that. But the show, there'll be a limited one Friday, I believe, as they kind of ramp it up. Saturday and Sunday will be blockbuster shows. another night air show. Did you see the one last night?
Fantastic.
Oh, man, that was spectacular. I'm telling you, those aero show guys, they knock me out in the daytime, but at night, they're phenomenal. And they're doing another show, Saturday night. So that's coming up. And, boy, just boatloads of really cool stuff.
All right, Vic, well, I want to thank you for joining us. And, again, head down to Warbird Alley, which is at the north end of the field, and look at all the warbirds.
Dave, always a pleasure to be here with you, your brother, Fast Eddie.
Lying.
Just
you're
a
so
lot
well.
Of fun. No, it's true.
And we appreciate the inflatable warbird, too.
Yeah,
you're more
than
you
welcome. Yeah, just be careful of that propeller.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.